First, whether you like it or not, the 2020 presidential campaign is underway, and so is the media coverage. We're seeing early polls coming out, fundraising results, and lots of analysis of the prospects for the Republican incumbent and a growing field of Democratic challengers. Same kind of things you might see in the coverage of any election campaign. But our next guest says when it comes to media coverage of elections, there's a better way. Instead of the so-called horse race reporting, he says journalists should focus on things citizens want to hear candidates talk about. How do they know what those citizens want? Ask them. Jay Rosen joins us now to talk about a citizen's agenda for election coverage. He's a professor of journalism at New York University. Jay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Well, before we get to the citizen's agenda idea, can you talk about what you see as the problem with the state of the art when it comes to a lot of election coverage and the so-called horse race coverage?
Well, most election coverage is constructed around a horse race model of election journalism, which means that the question is always who's going to win or who's ahead and how are they strategizing for their campaign and what did the latest polls say and what are going to be some of the challenges for them in winning. And while that is a valid subject and is of interest to political professionals and political junkies, it's hard to maintain much of a civic interest in campaigns when they're focused so predictably on what critics like myself call the horse race.
And that brings us to this citizens' agenda. You wrote about this recently, just after last year's elections. You've been talking about this idea for quite a while, though. What is the citizens' agenda for coverage?
Well, it's a different model for campaign coverage in which the starting point is not who's going to win or who's ahead or who are you likely to vote for, but a very simple and powerful question. What do you want the candidates to be discussing as they compete for votes in this year's election? What do you want the candidates to be discussing? And if journalists can get a good answer to that question, which is actually very challenging, you have to ask it in lots of different ways. You have to make sure you're asking lots of people. You have to listen carefully. There's a lot of interpretation required. There's a lot of synthesis. But if you can, in fact, find out what the voters, what your community, your state, in the case of Wisconsin, wants the candidates to be discussing as they compete for votes, then that becomes a kind of template for your campaign coverage that can replace the horse race. And it can tell you what to focus your reporting on. It can tell you what to focus your explainers and explanatory journalism on. And when you have a chance to talk to the candidates themselves, the citizens' agenda tells you what to ask about. It also gives you a goal for your coverage. You have a mission. And the mission is to let voters know as much as you can about what the candidates say on the items that are on the citizens' agenda. So this is not a new idea. It was first practiced in a serious way in 1992, which is several decades ago, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Its pieces of it have been picked up and tried again and again. So it stands there as an alternative to the horse race, and now it's up to journalists to decide to pick it up and use it again.
On a practical level, talk about what it looks like for a news organization to ask that question and get that information. What are the methods that we would use to glean this information from citizens?
Right. Every method known to man is the answer. You would ask people to call you. You would tell people where they can email you. You would use survey methods. You would talk to people one-on-one. You would send reporters out into the community to ask that question. You would attend community events where you can pose that question. You would create events where people can show up and talk to you. You would do focus groups, and you would use old-fashioned polling. And by blitzing the state with this question, what do you want the candidates to discuss as they compete for votes, you would gradually create a kind of a public awareness that your newsroom is doing this. And the idea would be that you could test your citizens' agenda. You could come to a sort of preliminary read and then find out if it's right by checking it with citizens, with leaders, with academics, with political scientists, with polling, so that you know that you have it right. For example, in the 28 campaign, this kind of happened informally in the sense that reporters out on the trail realized that in many states, the most important issue was not Trump, yay or nay, but health care. And that became part of their coverage. So it's a more systematic way of doing exactly that.
Talking to Jay Rosen, professor of journalism at New York University, talking about the idea of a citizen's agenda, a different way to cover political campaigns for president and at other levels. And Jay, I think a lot of times people think of the alternative for horse race coverage as covering, I'll throw air quotes around this, the issues. But if I'm hearing you right, the problem is that if the journalists themselves are defining what the issues are, it's not really that much better.
Yeah, usually the alternative to the horse race is presented as either the issues or sometimes a simple one-word answer, policy. And the problem with that is we still don't know where the issues come from and which policies are to be dug into. The citizens' agenda is different. It doesn't start with issues. It starts with people. It starts with the people you plan to inform with your campaign coverage. And so for Wisconsin Public Radio, it would be the people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. What do they want the candidates to be discussing as they compete for votes? I think that's an answerable question. And if you can get a good answer to it, not only would you have a template for your campaign coverage, but the candidates themselves couldn't ignore the citizens' agenda because they would know that this is what the voters want them to be discussing.
Yeah, the measure a lot of times of a good candidate and a good campaign is they get the media talking about the issues that they want to be talking about. And for a candidate, Donald Trump, whether people like him or not, it was clear he was really good at getting the media to talk about the things he wanted to talk about. Is this some insulation against the citizens' agenda, some insulation against the candidates kind of driving the narrative?
Yes. If you are going to hold the line, if you are going to avoid getting sucked into a campaign with stunts and attacks and demagoguery and trickery, then you need something to ground your coverage in. You need to have roots for your coverage that are stronger than the gales and storms and tempests that the 24-hour news cycle brings. And so the citizens' agenda is a way of keeping yourself grounded and not falling for campaign tricks and for distractions. And in order to do that, you have to have an agenda that you can be public with. But it can't be your agenda as editors and journalists. It has to come from the people that you are trying to inform. And so in the citizens' agenda approach, you not only go out and try and find out what do people want the candidates to be discussing as they compete for votes, but once you have a sense of that, you make it public. And it's a constant in your coverage, and you revise it as the campaign moves on. And anyone can go to WisconsinPublicRadio.org and look at it and find out what your campaign coverage priorities are.
Jay Rosen is with us, professor of journalism at New York University. We're talking about media coverage of political campaigns. He's making the case for a citizens' agenda for coverage, where media outlets ask citizens what they want to hear from candidates. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the way media outlets have covered elections past and present? And we'll ask you the question he wants the journalist to ask citizens. What do you want to hear the candidates talking about? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about media coverage of elections with Jay Rosen from New York University. He says news outlets should let citizens help drive their coverage of candidates and campaigns with one simple question: what do you want the candidates to be discussing as they compete for votes? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? What do you think about what you see from media coverage of campaigns and politics? And what is your answer to that question? What do you want to hear the 2020 presidential candidates talking about? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Frank is with us in La Crosse. Frank, hi.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I think what we need is real people asking real questions and not media stars paid multi-million dollars who don't reflect our reality. The best example I think of that is, I think it's the Showtime series, The Circus, the half-hour weekly show where they follow the campaign and they ask questions, but then they get together and break bread at some fancy restaurant. And it's just amazing that, you know, I'm more distracted by, you know, where they're eating, what they're eating, than, you know, what they've got to say. The other example, of course, is the national media hosts that are disconnected from reality, too, because, you know, they're paid corporate salaries and they're not really connected with real people. On the other side is Sam, the red vest guy from the 2016 campaign that became a celebrity because he was the common man.
Frank, thanks a lot for the call. Frank saying a lot of the bigger media stars don't represent the public very well.
Well, it's a good point. There's a gap between what voters ask candidates and what journalists want to ask candidates. There shouldn't be such a gap, but there often is. A simple example of it would be, it's very common for political journalists on the campaign trail to bring up polls and say to a candidate, you're fourth in the polls, do you really think you can come back? Right. Which is not a question that would occur to a voter, because who's going to win and who's likely to win is not the first thing on voters' minds. Now, it still is important in the sense that people want to know if the person they're voting for has a chance. And so it's not like we should ban that topic from consideration, but it's not rich enough, it's not important enough to base your campaign coverage around it. And the journalist's interest in who's up, who's down, what the latest polls say, who's likely to win, can you come back, those are things that if you give the microphone to voters, they don't ask about that.
Thanks a lot for the call, Frank. We'll get out to Marnie in Madison. Marnie, hello.
Hi. I am very high and keen on this idea of a citizen's agenda. I just want to say that I think it would be impossible to overestimate the degree of ennui and despair that a typical, maybe I shouldn't speak for typical voters, but that voters feel at the lack of substance and the manipulation of the media in these horse races. If you did nothing else, if they did nothing else, then to stop covering the horse race, we would be, you know, miles ahead of where we are now, because we would force at least some talk other than, as your guest is saying, who's ahead.
Marnie, thanks a lot for that call. Jay, do you think there's an audience appetite to get this kind of coverage? Would people feel relieved to move away from the horse race to this kind of coverage?
Well, I think the idea of the citizens' agenda is precisely to find out what people want their election campaigns to be about. That is the starting point for this approach. So unless they're lying to you or making up answers, one would think that a campaign coverage approach built around answers to that question would be of interest to people. But we don't really know until we see a good faith effort to do it. It's true, however, that when you ask horse race journalists why they do it that way, they often defend it or explain it by saying it makes the campaign interesting. This is what people want. This is what creates viewer interest in the campaign. It's a show. It's a race. A race is very easy to understand. Who's ahead creates suspense. These are the kinds of rationalizations that they offer.
Thanks for the call, Marnie. We're talking to Jay Rosen from New York University, talking about political campaign coverage in the media. He says, let's move away from horse race coverage and embrace a citizen's agenda. Try to have coverage generated by ideas, by policies that the people want to hear about from their candidates. Gary joins us now in Iron River. Gary, hi.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. So this citizen's agenda is a discussion about how the candidates and how the journalists can help the candidates discuss how they're going to make government more efficient, how they're going to do more with less, how they're going to instill competition that exists in the private industry. All we ever hear about is we're going to spend more money on this, more money on that, and we just keep taking bigger and bigger amounts of taxes without any driver of efficiency, because we have no alternate provider except governments for so many of these services.
Gary, thanks a lot for the call. So Gary saying what he wants to hear candidates talking about. So if I'm a news editor, an assignment editor, Jay, I've got lots of examples of people like Gary and others giving their own agenda items. How do I sort that out and actually turn it into coverage?
Well, once we start hearing this again and again, we know something's up, right? So we have to take what we're hearing, which is going to be phrased slightly differently by each person, like Gary, and ask ourselves, what's the essential heart of that conversation? So it might be something like, how do we make government more efficient? Or what can government learn from the private sector? And if you hear that again and again, it means that it's tapping into something that the state of Wisconsin wants to hear the candidates talk about. And that becomes an item on the citizens' agenda. And so that is how the process works, is you listen carefully to what people are saying, you frame it so that it captures what you have heard, and then you rank and order the conversation from the thing that most people want to hear about to others in the top 10 or 8 or 12. And there's quite a bit of interpretation and synthesis involved in that. So it's a journalistic act, but it has to be accurate to what people have told you.
If I'm a campaign manager or a lobbying group, can I game this? Can I say, hey, I'm going to email all my followers, call the paper, here's their hotline, tell them that you're interested in these issues?
You could game it if there was one method, then we were relying strictly on that, like call in. But if you have enough methods, it becomes very difficult to game, and you have to validate this final product with survey research or polling that draws from a random sample, and so it's very hard to game that.
Let's go back to our callers. Mitch is with us in Plover. Mitch, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what'd you want to bring up, Mitch?
I wanted to kind of get your gauge on how the citizens' agenda would kind of steer the negativity we constantly hear during these campaigns. It's never about what the certain candidate's going to do for us. It's always about how bad the other candidate is going to be for us. And we end up choosing between the lesser of two evils versus picking a candidate that we can actually support things on. And I'm curious how a citizen's agenda would help steer that type of conversation.
Interesting. Mitch, what do you think, Jay?
Well, it goes like this. Senator Klobuchar, how do we make the federal government more efficient? And if her answer is an attack on President Trump, the follow-up question is, well, that's very nice, but how do we make government more efficient? In other words, you're persistent. You just keep asking. And many newspapers and public radio stations have taken to providing voters' guides during election season in which they explain what the issues are and where the candidates stand on them. And part of the citizens' agenda approach is we are producing here a better voters' guide so that we can tell you with really good detail exactly what the candidates say on the issues that most people care about. And just by continuing to return to those things instead of focusing on attacks, you can hopefully change the tone of the campaign.
Thanks for that call, Mitch. Jay, how do we get there from where we are now to actually have the citizens' agenda be the norm in American journalism?
Well, I'm very interested in that question. I'm going to hopefully be working on it, but it really takes one news organization and then another to say, we're going to change our approach, and this year we're going to try something different. You have to help us. Here's what it is. That's the way we're going to do it. And it's not going to start, I can guarantee you, from New York and Washington and from the NBCs and Washington Post and New York Times of the World. It's going to start in regional and local journalism with editors and executive producers who are themselves fed up with the traditional way of doing things.
And in our last minute, most people listening right now are not journalists. What would you say to them if they want to see this kind of change from their public or private media outlets?
You have to speak up. You have to use the existing channels you have to talk to your news providers and tell them, don't go back to the horse race. We've done that. It hasn't helped us. Our politics are pretty much in ruin. Let's try something different.
Jay, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You are so welcome. Thanks, Rob.
That's Jay Rosen, professor of journalism at New York University. He joined us to make the case for a citizens' agenda for media coverage of elections. You can find a link to some of his writing about this at WPR.org. Go to the Central Time page there. We've got a link on the segment note for today.